Good morning.
Good morning.
For anyone who does not know me already, my name is Noah Drake. I went with our church on the recent mission trip to Guatemala. I'm going to share with you now a few of the highlights of the trip for me. This was my first ever mission trip, so I was very excited and a little nervous. In just the 8 days we were there, there were lots and lots of things that happened. Going to the hospital, the schools, the marketplace, and spending time at the orphanage with the kids were incredible and life-changing. All of these things were awesome, but going to the marketplace probably stands out the most to me. Before we went, Shane, the leader of the orphanage, had us get into groups of two or three Americans with two or three of the children from the orphanage. We were supposed to share the gospel with as many people as possible in the 1 hour that we were there. I was paired with my dad, Ms. Cheryl Roback, Giovanni, who is 14, and Mario, who is 10. Because Mario is deaf, I honestly didn't expect for him to do much. I also expected my dad and Ms. Cheryl to take the lead and show us who to talk to and how to share the gospel. That is not what happened. Mario immediately began handing out gospel tracts to people, and Giovanni immediately sought out people to share the gospel with. That's Giovanni, and Mario is right there, the one in the red. I couldn't get over how bold Giovanni was. At one point, he was sharing with a group of four or five girls. The girls were laughing nonstop, but that did not faze Giovanni at all. I thought of times that I've tried to talk to people about Jesus at school. If they start laughing or seem uninterested, then I'll stop sharing. Giovanni's boldness and courage were a huge example to me. Even if people make fun of me or laugh at me, I can still share with them the most important story that they'll ever hear. Mario and Giovanni have gone through so much heartache, sadness, as well as all the kids at the orphanage. Mario, the deaf child, was abandoned at a hotel. He had a backpack with an extra pair of clothes, a tiny bit of money, and a birth certificate. He had never learned sign language, so he had no way to communicate. Giovanni has two siblings also living at the orphanage with him. They were beaten at home to the point where they decided to run away. These kids have every reason to feel scared, depressed, and untrusting of others, but they aren't. I've never seen someone smile as much as Mario. He is such a happy kid. Giovanni's faith is unlike any kid I've seen. He reads his Bible all the time and is quick to ask for forgiveness when he messes up. Another orphan that stood out to me was Lucrecia. That's Lucrecia in the purple right there. She is 10 years old and was also beaten very badly. She is kind to everyone, and she takes excellent care of Elda, who is only 5 years old and is the youngest kid at the orphanage. All of the kids at the orphanage are really happy and joyful kids, even though they have gone through so much hardship. I am so glad I went on the mission trip. It has helped me to grow in my faith as a Christian. I desire to be joyful when bad things happen. We went down to Guatemala hoping to be a godly example and encouragement to the orphans, but really they were the example for us.